It looks like Shaq is set to step inside the ring. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 28th, 2021. This update is sponsored by Fight Underground. Check out Fight Underground on Facebook for the new fight between War Haas and the Sons of Liberty. Results from Wednesday's AEW Dynamite, NXT, and MLW Fusion are straight ahead in this update, but first...
AEW.
It looks like all systems go for Shaquille O'Neal to step inside an AEW ring opposite Cody Rhodes.
You want some of the Shaq attack? Name the place. Matter of fact, let's do it in March.
Shaq laying out the challenge during the stream of Wednesday's AEW Awards. Later on Dynamite, Cody essentially admitted that AEW's original plan for a Shaq match was supposed to involve Cody's wife, Brandi, before she announced her pregnancy. Cody seemed unsure how to proceed, so he deferred his decision to Arn Anderson, who told Cody to take the match with Red Velvet in Brandi's place. So it looks like that's where we're heading for Revolution. Cody Rhodes and Red Velvet versus Shaquille O'Neal and Jade Cargill. With little fanfare, AEW did finally announce the new date for the Revolution pay-per-view. It'll be on Sunday, March 7th. We may learn the next challenger for the Young Bucks AEW tag titles during next Wednesday's Beach Break special. There will be a tag team battle royal to decide who gets that shot, but the Bucks are going to be in that battle royal too, and if they win, they get to pick their opponent. At the end of Dynamite, Matt Jackson strongly implied that if that's the case, we're going to get the Bucks versus the Good Brothers. Those two teams joined forces to beat the Dark Order in last night's main event. We should also point out the words Bullet Club. Well, they were spoken multiple times last night, both by wrestlers and on commentary. Here's what else went down on Dynamite. Jungle Boy submitted Dax Harwood. After the match, FTR and Tully Blanchard got their revenge, handcuffing Luchasaurus to the ring ropes and cutting the horns off of his mask. Eddie Kingston needed all the help he could find to get past Lance Archer. The Butcher and the Blade provided a distraction by attacking Jake Roberts. Then the Bunny delivered a weapon to Kingston, and that's what he used to score the win. Matt Hardy made some overtures to Hangman Page. Hardy offered to share his dressing room with Page after he said Page has been getting dressed in the hallway next to catering. Also last night, AEW announced the first match in their upcoming tournament to decide a new number one contender for their women's title. And it will see the return of Riho against NWA Women's World Champion Serena Deeb. No date was announced. AEW only says it's coming soon.
WWE.
Today's NXT UK has a four-way number one contenders match for their tag titles. Pretty Deadly versus Mandrews and Flash Morgan Webster versus The Hunt versus Ashton Smith and Oliver Carter. On last night's NXT, three more teams advanced in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic tournaments. Two teams are into the semifinals in the men's bracket. The Grizzled Young Veterans beat Kushida and Leon Ruff, and MSK beat Killian Dane and Drake Maverick. On the women's side, Raquel Gonzalez and Dakota Kai beat Aaliyah and Jessie Kamea. We now know the finals of the Women's Dusty Classic will go down at NXT TakeOver on February 14th. In last night's NXT main event, Kyle O'Reilly tapped out one half of the NXT Tag Team Champs, Danny Burch, as O'Reilly and NXT champ Finn Balor beat Burch and Oney Lorcan in a non-title match. Two potential challengers are emerging for Io Shirai's NXT Women's title. Io was confronted and attacked by both Toni Storm and Mercedes Martinez last night. The advertised cruiserweight title match between Santos Escobar and Curt Stallion never happened. Stallion was found beat up backstage. NXT GM William Regal said the match will now happen next Wednesday, and if something happens to Stallion again, there will be serious consequences. Well, it looks like MLW has a dream match in the works. After a successful defense on last night's Fusion of his AAA Cruiserweight title, Laredo Kid says he wants to be a double champion in MLW, and he has his sights set on middleweight champ Leo Rush. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Thursday, January 28th. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit that notification bell wherever you're finding our updates so you do not miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.